Luke, chapter 21. And he looked up, and saw the rich men who were casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw a certain poor widow casting in there 2 lepta. And he said, Of a truth I say to you, this poor widow cast in more than all of them. For all these of their superfluity cast into the gifts, but she of her want cast in all the living that she had. And as some spoke of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and offerings, he said, As for these things which you are looking at, the days will come, in which there will not be left one stone on another, that will not be thrown down. And they asked him, saying, Teacher, when therefore will these things be? And what will be the sign when these things are about to come to pass? And he said, Take heed that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and, the time is at hand, don't go after them. And when you will hear of wars and tumults, don't be terrified, for these things must surely come to pass first, but the end is not immediately. Then he said to them, Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be great earthquakes, and in diverse places famines and pestilences, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you, and will persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, bringing you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It will turn out to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate beforehand how to answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to withstand or to gainsay. But you will be delivered up even by parents, and brothers, and kinsfolk, and friends, and some of you they will cause to be put to death. And you will be hated of all men for my name's sake. And not a hair of your head will perish. In your patience you win your souls. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that her desolation is at hand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are inside her depart out, and don't let those who are in the country enter into her. For these are days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who nurse in those days. For there will be great distress on the land, and wrath to this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword, and will be led captive into all the nations, and Jerusalem will be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations, in perplexity for the roaring of the sea and the billows. Men fainting for fear, and for expectation of the things which are coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up, and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. And he spoke to them a parable, Look at the fig tree, and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see it and know of your own selves that the summer is now near. Even so you also, when you see these things coming to pass, know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away, until all things be accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest perhaps your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, and drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly as a snare. For so it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of all the earth. But watch at every season, making supplication, that you may prevail to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And every day he was teaching in the temple, and every night he went out, and lodged in the mount that is called of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple, to hear him.